case number 149 on the calendar in the matter of Diamond versus Nettles Roldan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Diamond, you are neighbors, I assume, with the defendants, Ms. Roldan and Mr. Nettles. Is that correct?
Yes.
How long have you lived in your house?
I've lived there 10 years.
And what about you, Ms. Roldan?
2 years.
And you, sir?
2 years.
You moved in together?
Yes.
And how long has it been since you've gotten along?
The first 2 to 3 months that we moved in. It went sour maybe September or October of 2012.
Do you want to tell me why?
Yes, Your Honor. I met the neighbors across the street. When we first moved in, they came over. We're very friendly. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Across the street?
Yes. Actually, across from Mr. Diamond.
Okay, do you live right next door?
I live right next door.
Go ahead.
A few days go by, and Mr. Diamond comes to the house and asks if he could speak with us for about 5 minutes. I said, of course. Come in. Sit down. And he just stated, I noticed that you had been speaking with Melanie and Steve, who are the neighbors. I've had many problems with them before. They've cost me thousands of dollars in damages. If you continue to bother or speak with these people, I will have to beef up my security. And I told him, I'm sorry. I mean, I just moved in. I'm not going to stop talking to people because you have a problem with them.
You're absolutely right and absolutely reasonable.
And I apologize, but that's just the way it is. You beef up whatever you can.
Did that happen, Mr. Diamond?
No, Your Honor.
Well, you tell me your version of how it came about that you and the defendants, who are your immediate next-door neighbors, started to have problems. And then in 2 seconds, I'll get to this nonsense of lawsuits that I hear.
Well, that conversation just simply never occurred. We got along for some months, and then another neighbor went up north and didn't want cars parking in her driveway because they could drip oil. She asked me to please watch, and if there were any cars there, please try to get them removed. She said if I had to, I didn't know whose it was, please call the police. A car was parking there one day. I didn't know whose it was. I asked Frank if he knew whose it was, if it was his, and he didn't answer. He just simply turned and walked away from me in the house. So I didn't know whose it was. I then called the police. Police came out. By that time, it had been removed. Apparently, it was a friend of his. And ever since then, there seemed to be a good bit of tension between us.
Okay. I probably believe both of you. Actually.
That's not
true. But I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Just a second.
He knows that was my car.
Just a second. I believe a version.
Okay.
I believe a version.
Version. All right.
Of what both of you were saying. I believe an incident happened with a car. It was your car. And he was being a stickler. And I believe that the conversation that you relayed, or a version thereof, took place 2 years ago. So this has been an ongoing dispute. Now, I'm going to give each of you no more than 3 minutes of my time to further add to this animus that exists between the two of you, because I don't think I'm going to be able to resolve it. I think it's all a bunch of nonsense. Your claim and your counterclaim. Your counterclaim was really as a result of his claim. Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, my neck is...
No, listen to me. You didn't file a lawsuit against him until he filed this complaint against you,
yeah.
And then you filed a
yes,
counterclaim. Ma'am. Right. Okay, Mr. Diamond.
All right. On May the 9th of this year, about 1:15 in the afternoon, I was spot spraying some weeds in another next-door neighbor's backyard. She's elderly. She's in a rehab facility. I've sprayed her weeds for some years. And while I was spraying, Mr. Nettles came really charging across my backyard. Ms. Roldan was approximately 20 feet behind, trotting quickly to sort of catch up with him. And they came over to me, and he began yelling, get out of there. You have no reason to be there. You have no permission to be there. Get out of there. I can't actually recall what else was being said at that point. I can't actually recall exactly
what... You were on somebody else's property.
Yes, that I have had permission.
Just a second. I don't know whether you had permission. That's hearsay. You were on somebody else's property spraying weed killer.
Yes.
And does that property abut the defendant's property?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
And quite a bit of hollering was occurring back and forth. At that point, abutting to that property where I was spraying weeds is where Mr. Brown lives, and he came out of his house because of the ruckus. I can continue, or he can continue if you would like. I didn't actually catch everything he was saying.
Could you stand up, Mr. Brown, please?
And I'd like to pick it up if I could, if there's any time left.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, Mr. Brown. So you hear ruckus.
Yes.
You live next door to the property where Mr. Diamond is spraying for weeds that is not his property. So he's on somebody else's property.
Yes, ma'am.
And you came outside. And tell me what you observed and what you heard.
Okay, I heard a ruckus. And there was two other neighbors. The neighbors across the street was...
Just tell me what
you... But anyway, Frank was charging towards Jim, and I came out and charged towards Frank and asked him, is up?
And he said?
And then Frank and I got in a very verbal...
Had you had difficulty with Mr. Nettles before?
No, ma'am.
So what prompted you to get involved?
Well, I saw four people against one person, ma'am, and that's why I got involved.
I heard they came out charging, and you said two
other neighbors. There was already two other neighbors out there that already had created the ruckus to get me out there. I never even knew Frank was out there until I got around the corner.
Who were the other neighbors?
Across the street.
Melanie and Steve.
Okay, so now you get into a kerfuffle with Frank. And?
And Frank, after we get in our verbal confrontation with each other, he pushes me. And then after he pushed me, he pushed Jim, and he hit Jim.
Okay,
sit down. Can I pick it up from this point?
Just up. Shh. Sit down.
Okay.
Okay, so he pushed him, and then he did what to you?
He took a couple of steps toward me. I thought he was stepping toward me to talk to me. I'm not used to being struck. And he stepped right up to me, and he said, I'll take you. And I was trying to figure out, what does that mean exactly? He's not going to hit me, is he? And at that point, he took both hands and he shoved me first at that point, hard. And then I saw him take his left foot forward and start to move back with his right fist. And I realized I was going to get hit. And I turned quickly around and tried to duck my head and just put my back toward him. And he grabbed my arm. I actually have a picture of the injuries where he held my arm. And there are red finger marks where he held me. And he slugged me hard right behind the ear. The back part of my skull.
Okay, I'd like to see the photograph, please.
All right. There are two here stapled together. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now you're going to tell me what you were doing on this property.
Your Honor,
listen to me. I want you to tell me what you were doing on this property, which is not your property.
I wanted to know what kind of chemicals he was spraying for my dog, because he sprayed my property with
just
the
a
chemicals.
Second.
It's false.
Shh. Listen to me carefully. Your property does not abut the property where he was spraying for weeds.
No, there's an easement in the back, Your Honor.
An easement for what?
For the power.
The city.
For the city.
That's meaningless. Your property does not abut the property that he was spraying. So you had no interest in that property. If what you're telling me is that sometime previously, when he was spraying his own lawn, he sprayed something that got your dog sick, if that's what you're saying, well, that's what she says. If you look at her face, she says yes. If you look
possibly,
at your face,
yes.
And you
possibly,
say no.
Possibly that's true.
Yes.
A month before, my dog was very sick.
Fine. However, on this day in May, on May 9th, when he was spraying the neighbor's property.
Your Honor, he was spraying ours, too. He had no business spraying
just
ours.
On that day?
Yes.
Well, just a second, and I'm going to let you tell me, because right now he's on the neighbor's property, which does not abut
correct
your property. So you have
correct.
You have no business going over there to confront him at all.
Okay.
None.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I assume you work, Frank?
I'm disabled.
You're disabled and you went charging over to this property?
I didn't, Your Honor.
Oh, yeah, you did. Because
no,
you,
I didn't.
You pretty much told me that you did.
And later today.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23-year-olds should know better than to say, can I sit on your car?
I mean, if somebody wants to sit on my car, they would definitely have to ask me.
Oh, oh my God.
Closed captioning is provided by...
So, Grandpa Palmer's dead?
No, Grandpa Palmer's dead to me. We can barely stand the sight of each other.
Sometimes you gotta forgive in order to be forgiven.
The Judge, rated R.
This is a pip.
It's part of a Hershey's bar.
We break it.
We bite it.
We sneak it.
We smush it. We savor it.
We love it.
Hershey's is mine.
Yours. Our chocolate.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jim Diamond says neighbors Frank Nettles and Laura Roldan owe for an assault during an argument over the spraying of weed killer.
Yeah. You want to tell me when you allege he sprayed your property?
Maybe 5 to 10 minutes prior to him doing his own property?
Just a second. On May 9th is what you're saying, that before he went and sprayed for weeds on the neighbor's property, he was spraying your property, which had to have been from his property.
Correct.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And you saw that?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, let me tell you why I don't believe you.
Okay.
Because according to Mr. Nettles, a month before, your dog got sick. And you believe it might have been because of something that Mr. Diamond sprayed on his lawn that may have gotten onto your lawn. That's what you just told me, Frank. Is that right? That's what you just told me.
That's what I told you.
That's what you just told me. Now, if earlier in the day, on May 9th, you both saw with your own eyes Mr. Diamond on his property spraying your property, you would have gone out to confront him then. Not later when he was on somebody else's property spraying for weeds, but if you saw him and you thought that your dog was injured by something that he had done, you wouldn't have said, well, should we go over and talk to, what's your first name?
Jim.
Jim now? No, I don't think we'll go talk to him now. I think we're going to wait to see where he goes from here. Maybe he'll go to another neighbor's house in order to spray their property. Do you understand why I don't believe you? Do you understand why I don't get you? You had no right to go over there and confront him. Ah, period. And if you hurt your back in the process, Frank, that's too bad. Do you understand?
I understand.
Perfect. It's very sad when neighbors don't get along. And clearly, I assume you work, Frank?
I'm disabled.
You're disabled and you went charging over to this property? What's the nature of your disability?
I have
neuropathy. What did you tell the government that the nature of your disability was?
I have had bad heart. I've got 5 stents in my heart. I've got neuropathy.
What are you doing charging at your neighbor?
I didn't, Your Honor.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You pretty much told me that you did because I read your answer. I'm just asking you a question. What were you doing going over with all of you, with your heart problems and your stents and everything else? What were you doing going over to confront a man about weed killers?
Because of my dog.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sit on your stoop. Sit on your hands. Take out a chair. You don't sit on somebody else's car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jim Diamond says neighbors Frank Nettles and Laura Roldan owe for an assault during an argument over the spraying of weed killer.
Okay, you know something? I was about to say that this case was nonsense. It's a little bit of nonsense.
May I add one thing?
This is the maintenance man that takes care of their lawn.
Listen to me carefully. He's not doing any harm. You may not have liked it if you were parking in somebody else's driveway, madam, and he told you to move your car. If, in fact, the neighbor had said to him, do me a favor, I don't want a whole bunch of people parking in my...
She gave us a permission.
Just a second. First of all, you understand you're starting from a bad point with me because you just lied to me about a very big part of this case. Oh. Really big part of this case. But if that's what he was doing, he wasn't doing anything wrong. And if he was spraying a neighbor's backyard with weed killer in order to keep the whole neighborhood looking better, I mean, he wasn't out there setting a bonfire, or he wasn't out there putting up a teepee and spraying the grass purple. He was trying to keep the place more reasonably. You may have had your issues with him. And if you think some pesticide that he put on his own lawn got on your lawn, well, you have a remedy for that. Your remedy is not going after him on somebody else's property, which is what you say. You went and confronted him. You say that in your answer. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Your excuse. You may step out.
I respect her decision, but she doesn't know what a psycho he really is.
She saw through and she saw the truth, and she did it so well. I'm really impressed.
He thinks he's a mega genius. So he thinks he's got everybody fooled, but he doesn't.
I think probably the best thing at this point is just to everybody leave everybody alone.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Flannoy versus Greer.
Joanne Flannoy is suing former friend, 23-year-old Precious Greer, for damaging her car when she jumped on the hood.
because she was scared of a dog.
Ms. Flannoy, is your claim that the defendant jumped or somehow damaged the hood of your car?
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says that while, in fact, you were sitting on her car, yes, you didn't damage her car.
Yes.
Were you present when this happened?
No, ma'am, I wasn't.
Who was?
My fiancé, Roderick.
And that's him?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Tell me your last name, sir.
Harp, H-A-R-P-E.
Mr. Harp, tell me on what date this happened.
This was April 29th, about around 7:30.
In the evening?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had your fiancé's car?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me where you were.
I went to her house because...
Went to whose house?
Her house.
The defendant's house?
Yes.
Who you knew?
Yes, they're kin. My son is actually kin to her boyfriend over there.
Okay.
So he has a car and he was working on it and he had a cousin that... kin to him, and they wanted me to come over and look at the car and inspect it because he took the motor out. So we did that, and after 45 minutes, she came outside, and she was outside with about six or seven guys. Next thing I know, little kid crossed the street, came outside with a German Shepherd. Next thing I know, the dog got off the leash. He ran across the street at another neighbor's house, and we all looking. Next thing, the dog turned and came where we was coming. So you got about six or seven people running and scattering. They thinking the dog is vicious or something. So her instinct as a female, you know, she jumped on the hood of the car. I grabbed my little two-year-old and was standing next to the boyfriend. And he had a big old pipe. I wasn't worried about the dog.
You were said because he had a pipe.
Well, I wasn't worried about the dog anyway because he wasn't ferocious. Just in people's mind, he think it was ferocious because it's a big dog. But he was a friendly dog. So in her mind, she jumped on the hood of the car. So when she jumped on the hood of the car, I'm like, get off the car, get off the car. She ain't get out yet. You need to get off the car, you need to get off the car. And then she finally got off the car. So I went and looked at the hood and looked at the damage, and we had a problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Have you suddenly noticed bags, wrinkles, or dark circles? Discover Sudden Change Under Eye Serum. Smooths it all away. Make a sudden change in mere minutes.
Break the grip of arthritis or back pain with odor-free Aspirin Cream. Maximum strength medicine relieves pain fast with no odor. So all you notice is relief. Aspirin Cream.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, let me have your version of what happened on that date.
Okay, I did come outside. It was a group of guys. When I first seen the car, I was like, I thought he had a Lincoln. So I'm like, whose car is this? And he was like, it's his car. And I said, okay, well, can I have a seat on your car while I talk to my husband?
Just a second. Did you what?
Can I have a seat on his car while
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23-year-olds should know better than to say, can I sit on your car?
I mean, if somebody wanted to sit on my car, they would definitely have to ask me. Okay, but, well...
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sit on your stoop. Sit on your hands. Take out a chair. You don't sit on somebody else's car.
We do
you
do
don't.
That.
Not we do that. I'm telling you, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to say to all the people in our gallery, how many of you regularly sit on the hood of other people's cars? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Turn around. Not a one.
Okay.
Not
but
one. Listen to me. Do you know why you don't do that? First of all, because you're a very nice lady and you have a very nice shape. You're not Twiggy. Which means that when you put your weight on metal, it may damage the metal. It's the same reason why you don't say to a two-year-old, how would you like to jump up and down on this car hood? Because it may damage the car. Now, you want to do that on your car, go ahead. But you don't do that on somebody else's car.
My car was gone at the time.
Oh! Oh, my God. My God. Could I see the estimate for the damage, please? And can I... Shut! Don't speak. Don't speak. I can't. My head is full. My head is full. Just listen to me. I want to see pictures of the car and an estimate to have it fixed, please. This is not a hard question.
The estimate is on the phone.
$1,300. And this is on the hood of the car.
Yes, ma'am.
On the side I wasn't sitting on.
Stop. Speak. Spend your time in something worthwhile. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,300. That's all. Out.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Does this accountant story add up?
Why did you deposit the check early?
It was supposed to be 7 days from the time I prepare her services.
No, that's not, you're changing your story.
Next, Judge Judy.
Next on WBZ-TV.
Roderick is a punk.
I guess when you don't have no money, you don't want to be accountable for what you did.
My nephew is the one who actually damaged their car.
Look at her size. You know if anybody get on a car that size, that's what's going to happen.
Them clowns just stay out of my neighborhood.
Jump on your own car.